Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections. Buenos dias. Hey, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. I hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. I wish you a good day if it's the repeat program on Friday. I want to welcome back my sponsor, Antilles Insurance, now in October. We had to do the renewal of the contract with the radio station, and that took a few months, but we're back, and thank Antilles. Te queremos seguro. We want you insuredly safe. Thanks, Antilles, for coming back and sponsoring the program. Really appreciate it. Hope to have the CEO, Jaime, soon, maybe next week, discuss the developments in the insurance world. A really nice article came out recently in El Nuevo Día with respect to Antilles Insurance, and we can go over a lot of things to cover and a lot of interesting aspects of the insurance world, a lot of things that people aren't aware of that are critical as we make decisions on how to insure our different possible areas of risk. So thank you, Antilles. My guest today called just as I was arriving at the radio station that had an emergency at his home and it's gonna be a little late, Nestor Mendez. We're gonna cover 2 weeks ago, this is the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation conference on artificial intelligence. And 2 weeks ago, I had Ataveira Medina Hernandez on the program describing different aspects of, you know, her life and where she arrived in terms of helping us at the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation and this conference that we held last Friday. So when Nestor arrives, possibly in the second segment, we'll go into that. We'll go into that conference, some of the last-minute challenges that arose, and basically, you know, what it covered and how it went, and, you know, from his perspective and with my comments also. I spent most of the day from started at 9 and ended up 5. I did take a break. I had to go to Calle to pay the persons that work at the farm, and, you know, you always Friday touch base with what they've done and what they're doing and what they need and, you know, and personal and the agricultural issues. So, but I came back around 2, left around 11:30, and came back around 2 and attended the seminar I wanted, the particular section I wanted to participate in, and then the closing talk. So we'll talk about that conference. We'll talk about where the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation, you know, its background and where it stands. He's the president of the Board of Trustees, and then you know, what are our future programs? So when Nestor Mendez Gomez, Nesty, we call him, comes, we'll go into that for in the second segment. I wanted to cover some things that popped up, sadly, that brought me to reflect, to think back of my hockey times, that deals with the death of Ken Dryden, an exceptional person and goalie. I did know what happened after his time at Cornell and at the Montreal Canadian National Hockey League team. And so he died. He died on September 5, and I started looking at his background and you know, what has happened. And at this moment, I'd like to sort of reflect on him. And a coach that, when I think back of Ken Dryden and you know, Cornell and my father went to RPI, Ned Harkness. They're kind of coming, my reflections going back and what coaching and the student athlete situation. So we'll cover that. And there's, you know, within that, what's happened in the baseball with Alex Cora, Boston Red Sox, an article on what makes him tick, which goes hand in hand with coaches. And, you know, professional coaches and student, the college coaches and prep school, and they all have their different levels, and it's interesting. We reflected on all of that. I want to cover some a comment. We had a meeting of the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation, and Nesty made some comments on Bad Bunny and developments with respect to Bad Bunny, and philosophizing on what he has stand for, what he has achieved, where he's going. I think it's worthy to have a good dialogue, hopefully with Nesty on Bad Bunny. We not much more to be said on it. On the other issue was Miss Universe contest is going to be back in Puerto Rico in 2026, which is a great achievement. That new announcement came right after Bad Bunny's concerts, it was planned that way, I'm sure. And just so on the status of these what used to be called beauty contests, I think some people still refer them that way. I see them as contests of very well-rounded ladies, and so that's the other. And then I want to end with and a couple of articles that I put together. One was on longevity, you know, 6 steps for longevity, and then there was some 7 steps for dealing with inflammation. I put them together because there were a lot of things in common, and there was just really one thing to add. So 7 steps, and some of them, and most of them, are not surprising, especially if you've been listening to my program. But they emphasize a couple of things that I want to bring out, and they are, and to a certain extent, an evolvement of where I have been going recently. So we'll end with that. So the combination of all these things hopefully will be helpful in these messages for our well-being, which is the reason for this program. Okay, so let's go to the death of Ken Dryden by cancer. He was 78 years of age. And he was a goalie, Canadian, and we have in this day and age, in the college football ranks, a real change in terms of from the student athlete to the athlete student, and become very professionalized. They now allowed to receive funds for dealing to giving rights to their images and likeness and all. And right now I find kind of ironic. It used to be when they talked about a particular athlete, he was from, Troy, New York, or Los Angeles, California. Now most of them, 90%, where they say came from sometimes 2 and 3 other colleges. They just moved from one college to the other in the transfer portal deals. And so with that in mind, and with Ken Dryden and how I came to know him and what he represented, in ice hockey at my time, the freshmen could not play varsity, so we had freshman team. When I was a senior, Cornell all of a sudden put together a freshman team that was as good as, frankly, any varsity team in the Northeast, and probably competitive with anyone in the country. And Ken Dryden was the goalie for that freshman team. And you could tell from the beginning, outstanding. He was 6'4", and just so effective in terms of his goalie skills. And that change of that freshman team at Cornell was related to a new person that became a coach at Cornell, and his name was Ned Harkness. And Ned Harkness, I got to know way back. I was quite young, maybe 9 years old. 7, 8, 9 years old. My father went to RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, an engineering school, does very badly in all the sports. And this guy, Ned Hartness, put together an ice hockey team and a lacrosse team, competitive nationally. Lacrosse, he won 4 NCAA championships. I had a cousin, first cousin of my father's, Alberto Gonzalez, was a member of one of those teams, played with Ned Hartness, and really I talked to him about him and praised him so much in terms of the way he could put together a team and get them to work together. But I met Ned Hartness, or not met him, I never talked to him, but I got to see him in action. We used to live, as you have heard this program, in Saranac Lake, New York, and my father would take us to the RPI Christmas holiday tournament. And Ned Hartness was the team at that time, was the coach at that time of the RPI ice hockey team. And I was so struck by the incredible, daring and competitiveness of that team. They usually, in hockey, you have 2 lines of defensemen. RPI only had 1. They only had 2 defensemen. They played the whole game. And I'll never forget the players, because at that time it still is. They would drop to their knees before what was called a slap shot, when somebody was going to smash the puck towards the goal. And they would go on their knees and put their arms down alongside their body to stop the puck. And at that time, we didn't have a face mask like they have today. And the kinds of head gear that we had was so flimsy. It was a little something in the front in the head and something in the back, nothing on the top. And so they're putting their face, in front of these guys. So Ned Hartness put these just created this incredible fervor on these teams. And in both lacrosse and in hockey, took them to national championships. And Ken Dryden was critical in the ice hockey portion. He then went on to play for the Montreal Canadiens. Incidentally, when he was an amateur, he was still in high school, in high school. He was drafted by the Bruins, and a couple of days after being drafted, passed on to the Montreal Canadiens. But he decided not to go into professional ice hockey and to instead attend Cornell. As we know, one of the Ivy Leagues and one of the top schools in the country, to study history. And not only did he study history, as he went into the Montreal Canadiens as part of his deal, he said he wanted to study law. So he studied law at the McGill University and became a lawyer. And I think the second year while he was in Montreal, he wasn't happy with the for 2 reasons. He wasn't happy with the compensation. He had won the best goalie award. He'd won best rookie. He was just incredible awards all the time. Out of his 7 years in the Montreal Canadiens, he was 6 of them. They were Stanley Cups winners and all. But in terms of his studies, he took the year off to finish his legal studies. He had a part of the Canadian legal system. He had an intern, so he worked with a law firm for a year. Took a year off, finished his law thing with a law firm, making, I think it was $140 a week is what he earned at this law firm. So he from the very beginning, put the student before the athlete. Not only did he wait to start professionally, but even once he started professionally, continued to study. He broke his studies for a year in order to, become the lawyer. And one of the surprising things, he only spent 7 years in the National Hockey League, despite all the trophies that he won as the outstanding goalie. Out of those 7 years, I think he was six. He won the outstanding goalie award. And I think it was 30 years old. He retired, and at the prime, he was at the top of his moment. You know, could have stayed another 7 to 10 years. He went into a commentator. He went into teaching. He wrote 10 books. He went into politics. Was a minister of family and child and social development and for Canada. Just such an incredibly well-rounded person, and of course those aspects, you know, post the Canadian Montreal Canadiens, I was unaware of. But when he died of cancer at September 5, and the article started coming out, I went into the, you know, Google, and was just shocked how incredible his life has been, so well-rounded. And so for me, so important, you know, the student athlete. And then, you know, Ned Hartness was along, you know, with that story, not only in Cornell, not only in RPI, but then in Cornell, with incredible success, you know, just an over almost a 90% winning rate when in lacrosse and in hockey. He went after RPI. He went to the professional and was a disaster in the professional, Detroit Wing Red Wings. And then he came back into college and he took this small school called Union just outside Albany and made them into a hockey powerhouse in a year. You know, just his ability to create great teams. And unfortunately, reading, you know, the story, it seemed that his recruiting got kind of over. He overdid it, you know, with students that weren't the best in terms of their abilities scholarship wise, and that this was at Union, and there was a real ruckus there. He had people really quite old brought into Union, and there were problems there, That's going towards the end and all, but you know, the combination of Ken Dryden and Ned Hartness, the great, you know, what a great student athlete should be, and Ned Hartness, what an incredibly effective coach can mean to a team and to a school, or something. Reflecting back, I've always thought about it, but you know, with Ken Dryden's death, it just brought all that, you know, back to my mind. So we've run out of time in this first segment. Nesty has arrived, so we're going to take a pause. When we come back, I'll make a couple of more comments in the sporting world. Maybe Nesty has something to say. He's an athlete, a student athlete, lawyer athlete, and we'll go into that a little bit. But basically, we'll go into the Fundación, the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation, and our conference, all-day conference, and where the foundation stands. Okay, right back after the pause.